1. Avery always liked to read the tarot cards on a full moon, outside if the weather allowed, and today it did. It was mid-June, and hot. The earth smelled rich, and the scent of lavender drifted towards her. She sat at her garden table. The brick-paved patio area was flooded with silvery light, and the garden beyond was full of plants lost in the shadows despite the full moon. The only things visible were the white roses that nodded from the depths of the borders and the gravel paths that snaked around them. Earlier that day, she had sensed a shift in the normal path of her life, a premonition that required further investigation. Out of long practice, she sat calmly, shuffling the cards and then placing them out in the cross before her, turning them one by one. She shuddered. Change was coming, and with it, danger. The cards revealed it, and she could feel it, and it would happen soon. Avery leaned back perplexed, and then jumped slightly as she heard the click of the gate. Alex, another witch. She recognized his scent and sound. Her worry over the reading was replaced by curiosity. He stepped into view, his expression invisible with the moon behind him, casting her in shadow. He was tall, with broad shoulders and a lean, muscular build. It was like a wall had stepped between her and the moon. "What do you want, Alex?"
"What a lovely greeting, Avery," he said, his voice smooth.
He pulled a chair out and sat opposite her, looking down at the cards.
"So you sense it too?"
"Sense what?"
"You know what?"
He sounded impatient.
"That something is coming. Don't you think we should work together?"
"No." He leaned back, shifting slightly, so that the moon lit his face, showing his day-old stubble and his long dark hair that fell just below his shoulders. His brown eyes looked black in the light.
"This is ridiculous. You have no reason to distrust me."
She refused to be drawn. "I have no reason to trust you either. You disappeared for years and now you're back. I have no idea who you even are anymore."
"I'm the same witch I always was. People travel, you know. That's life."
Even now, Alex could make her blood boil with his infuriating superiority. She wanted to throw something at him, like a lightning bolt. "Why are you here?" They stared at each other across the table, Avery only able to see a glint of moonlight in his eyes, until he said with forced patience,
"There are 5 witches now in Whitehaven. 5 of us who wield the old magic. We should meet, pool our resources. I can't believe you haven't already."
"We've had no need to form a coven, and I like working alone." She inwardly chastised herself. Why did she have to sound so defensive? It was okay to work alone.
"I've been talking to Elspeth. She'd like to form one."
Avery rolled her eyes. Of course she would.
"There's nothing wrong with that. We can share ideas, share our strengths."
"We're all witches. What do we need to share?"
"Oh, let me see,"
he said with a sigh.
"Elle can work metal brilliantly, metal and gems, in fact, far better than any of us can. Have you seen what she's been producing lately?"
"No."
"You should. And of particular use for us, she can weave magic into an athame and other useful objects we use in our rituals."
"I can do that too," she said impatiently. "We all can. We're witches."
"Not as good as she can," he persisted. "And Briar is excellent at using herbs and healing, better than all of us."